This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. But there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margo Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
This podcast on 97.3 The Fan is presented by Hummel Casino. Fun above all else.
All right, no need for a congressional investigation. We think we figured out what happened and take on Woods. I was supposed to be the opening lyrics to Speed of Sound by Coldplay.
Correct.
But something on the computer, you could hear it. It kind of glitched, and we think it jumped to the song Square One.
Which also
Coldplay
started at the exact same,
time. Show.
Which, you know, I love. I love that song,
David
too.
J, you have a chance to come back and take on Woods again at any time.
Okay.
So he didn't really miss that one. You got it somehow even by not knowing the song.
But I got it with the wrong...
with the category.
The wrong song.
I don't know. We can't really have an official ruling on that one. But everyone is saying that was the wrong song. Yes. We had some sort of computer malfunction there on the playing of the song. Neither here nor there, because right now we're heading out to Peoria, Arizona, where we are joined. He is into week number two of his 6.5-week stretch covering Padres spring training. Looking no worse for wear. Sammy Levitt, Sharp Sammy, spring training Sammy with us here on 97.3 The Fan. How was your weekend, Sammy?
Hi, guys. Good morning. Very good weekend. Had the day off on Sunday, so went for a little hike and spent the day in Scottsdale. So that was pretty nice. But the weather has been great so far. Sun is shining, full squad workouts, and everybody in a good mood here in Peoria.
All right. Everyone's there, right? No drama?
No drama.
Look at this.
To my knowledge. Everybody's here.
100%. Reporting rate.
And get ready to go. Everybody's here.
No travel issues. No food poisoning. Everybody. No raw milk. It's everyone's there and ready to jam. Eyes on the prize, Sammy.
And I said this to somebody a little bit earlier in the clubhouse. This has been, for me, the most quiet first week of spring training. Like 2023. You know, it was kind of the World Series or bust feel to it with, you know, Soto here and Snell here,
yeah,
and Hader here, all the guys they had in 23 and kind of the mentality heading into that year. And then last year, obviously, you had Bogaerts moving positions, some other pretty big storylines coming off the disappointment of 23. This has been different. Hasn't been, you know, any controversy, really no huge headlines to speak of. And I'll tell you what, you look around, what's going on with Marcus Stroman, Rafael Devers, you know, this time of year you can have some headlines you don't necessarily want. So
yeah.
I would say a pretty good thing that it's been pretty quiet so far.
Got a chance to meet Nick Pivetta yesterday, Sammy. Give us your impressions and kind of just the overall thoughts. I had the thought this weekend, Woods, that, you know, given the Padres now starting rotation with some depth of Pivetta, the bullpen, they have a really, really good pitching staff. I mean, you'd look at that team and go, even if they had no offense, they should be able to compete in most games given that pitching staff. Now, like, the Seattle Mariners have no offense.
Yeah, it's tough.
They're still playoff contenders,
yep,
because they got a great pitching staff. I would say the Padres have a great pitching staff now, Sammy.
Yeah. Guys, the more I look at this thing, aside from the question mark around the number five spot in the rotation, this is a really good staff. I mean, you're looking at a bullpen. I'm looking at the numbers here of guys, and I see essentially 11 guys that could certainly make the bullpen at a spring training. There are others you can throw in that mix as well. I tweeted out the list of 11 guys, and really seven of them, I would assume, are locks or pretty close to locks. So you're looking at one spot for maybe three or four guys, where on other teams, all those guys would be in your bullpen. And then obviously you have now the top four of the rotation, including Pivetta. I thought Pivetta said all the right things yesterday. I've been really impacted by what other guys have said about him. Xander Bogaerts, former teammate inside the clubhouse a little bit earlier, called him a dog. You heard Michael King, who obviously faced Pivetta on the other side with the Yankees. I mean, talked about the competitor he is. I mean, this seems like a real competitive guy, and if you buy into the upside and what the Padres believe he is, I think there's a lot of reason for excitement. I think those guys in there, I think they really like that signing of Nick Pivetta, so makes me excited to watch him.
And listen, Sammy was brilliant over the weekend. You know, tweeted out, "Hey, who does everybody want to see? Give me some ideas. If I'm back there, I'll get some video." And a couple of your videos turned some heads, certainly. And people are talking about Jonathan Perlaza, and they're talking about Bradley Rodriguez. And Bradley Rodriguez is one that's really interesting to me. Now he's a young dude. But he's got filthy stuff, and I mean filthy. Fastball, changeup, cutter, heater sitting about 97 to 99, gets above 100. I mean, it's you look at that and go, okay. And again, not a guy you probably expect to make the club out of spring training, Sammy. And Perlaza may be the same. I know he hit some bombs over in the KBO last year, but it does give you something to get a little juiced up about when you see some of this young talent.
Absolutely. Well, let's start with Perlaza. Here's what I'll tell you about Jonathan Perlaza. He does not get cheated on his swing, number one. And number two, he is jacked. I mean, this guy has hit the weight room for sure. He's got biceps the size of my head. So I'm interested to see what he does in the Cactus League games. Look, we all know it. There's an opportunity as far as bench spots, as far as DH, as far as outfield time. So I'm excited to see what he does. And obviously he had a very, very good year as far as power, RBI, run production in the KBO. We'll see how he does here in spring training. And look, I think we all understand, even if a guy doesn't make the team out of spring training, somebody like Jonathan Perlaza is somebody we could see a little bit deeper into the year. As far as, and I got to get the pronunciation, I think it may be Bradley, even though there's a G.
Really?
Is it just
there.
Bradley?
Silent G.
Why would you silent G him?
Last year I asked around, and I was getting different answers. I got to get the official answer now that he's in big league camp, so I will get that answer. Jesse Agler probably knows already. I should just ask Jesse.
Yeah, good idea.
But it may just be Bradley. I got to find out. But look, stuff looked great. You know, really nice seeing him and Francis Pena face major league guys, and obviously somebody who is really highly touted. Now, to my earlier point, is Rodriguez going to make this bullpen? Considering the names that are in the mix right now, I'd say probably a long shot. But again, somebody that I think you would say there's a pretty good chance we may see him at some point in 2025, and is one of the guys they're really excited about, no doubt.
Sam Levitt is with us, spring training Sammy from Peoria, Arizona. I know it hasn't been, at least I don't believe it's been officially announced yet, but any buzz? We're both kind of confused about the Yuli Gurriel signing and exactly what he's got left in the tank and why the Padres are going in that direction as a potential, I guess, DH option this season?
I haven't heard anything about it today. Obviously, I don't think, unless I missed it, I don't think the team officially announced it. I didn't hear anything about it today. To be honest, it wasn't really part of the chatter that I heard inside the clubhouse. I personally have not seen Yuli today, so I'll be honest with you guys, I don't have a lot on it, but I have not personally seen him today. Doesn't mean he's not here. I don't think the team's officially announced it yet, so when I have more on that, I'll let you know, but I don't got a whole lot on it right now.
Spring training Sammy out there live in Peoria. We'll see you in a couple weeks. Or what? A week, right? We
leave a week from today.
A week from today.
Tonight.
Mama,
a week tonight.
It's creeping up on us, Sammy. Now, you're asking all the good questions already, so I have a problem with that. I have to come up with all new material. So, I mean, You know, watching yesterday, I saw you post a video of Manny and Xander. I know Xander had some comments I think we're going to play pretty soon. And you think about what's going on over in Boston right now. We went through a little bit of that with Xander, but it was kind of sprung on him last year, the day he got to spring training. By the way, you're our second baseman, which was a little bit odd. You know, now he's back at shortstop, seems to be more comfortable. Saw some video of him. Hey, looking pretty smooth, as was Manny at third.
Yeah, I think with both those guys, Manny and Xander, I think something to consider is that they're both really healthy. I'll start with Manny, actually. You know, Manny said, and, you know, his famous line is that you're never 100% after that first day. But he did say yesterday, first day of full squad workouts, that he was indeed at 100%. But I guess never again after yesterday. But he's totally healthy. And obviously, he's not coming off the elbow surgery, so that's a big deal. I mean, the fact that he feels as good as he seemingly feels, I think, is a great sign. As far as Xander, look, there's no doubt about it. You know, in one way or another, it feels like it was sprung on him this time last year. He talked about it in the clubhouse earlier. It's a different world playing second base, or at least it was to him. And I think there is certainly a comfort level going back to shortstop, knowing fully his situation, entering this season. He seems to feel great. Kevin Acey had a really good article over the weekend about some of the adjustments he made in his off-season workouts with the running. So with those guys, veteran guys, I think the fact that they feel as good as they feel is a really nice thing and a big deal, and hopefully it bodes well for what we see throughout the course of 162.
And you know what's funny, too, is we talked a little bit about it last week, and I think it was you that tweeted about Leo DeVries' locker being right next to Xander Bogaerts. And it is baseball is a weird sport in that way, where it's like, hey, guess what? I need you to mentor the kid that's going to take your job and probably move you to second base or first base here in a few years. I don't think it's happening anytime soon. What have been your reports on Leo and how he's looked out there?
Yeah, I'll tell you what. Leo spoke today for the first time. It was the first time that I've personally seen him speak with the media. I don't think he did it last year at all. I guess he did it over Zoom after he signed, but this is the first time I've seen him speak in person, and he did have the interpreter Danny Sanchez, but I thought was incredibly well spoken for an 18-year-old, and said all the right things. And on the field, look, he doesn't, you know, seem 18, right? There's maturity about him. You know, I haven't seen him a ton on the fields as far as do anything like notable in the live BPs that really blew me away, but we've got a long way to go. I thought what was cool is that clearly DeVries and Salas are close and have a really good relationship. DeVries called his relationship with Salas something special, and then Salas said, Leo's my boy, a little bit later inside the clubhouse. So I think it's really cool that those two guys have that kind of relationship and really mature, and obviously he's sitting between Hayward and Bogaerts, and just a really cool thing for that young man, and I'm excited to see what he does in the Cactus League games and beyond. It should be a lot of fun.
All right, finally, Sammy, before you go, any word from the notoriously loose-lipped Mike Schilt, or Mike Schmidt, as Nick Pivetta refers to him, on
did he say that yesterday?
He did.
He said he talked to AJ Schmidt and Niebla.
A little slip of the tongue.
A little slip of the tongue. About who we're going to see on Friday, pitching-wise, to start, and, you know, how this competition for the fifth starter's job is going to go in these Cactus League games.
I have not heard anything yet. It's a good question. We'll see if anybody asks it today. What day is it? It's Tuesday.
A little early for Friday pitching assignments yet.
Yeah, a little early. You know what? The better question is, who's starting opening day? Let's just do it. I mean, somebody asked
it today. We try to get them at FanFest.
We've got a ton of TV people here.
Shut your mouth, man. Shut your mouth.
Yeah, I mean, maybe I'll get my guy Julian Delgadio. Maybe he'll ask to.
Yeah, I'm sure. Jake's there, too.
Coax him into asking about the opening day starter. I don't know yet who's going to start on Friday, although typically that could hypothetically, although not always, give you a little idea about who may start opening day. So we'll see when they start on Friday. I don't know yet, to answer your question very simply. Schilt has not said.
Sammy, I know you'll appear on our further shows today with more updates, but it's always good talking to you, and good to see you. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Thank you, buddy.
All right. See you, guys.